You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. News or Nope is like in 30 minutes. Is there any way we can just hold off 30 more minutes?
No.
Okay, we'll just, okay. All right. Just say it then.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are
engaged. Okay.
Just because you've had two divorces doesn't mean we can't be happy
it's
for
such
someone
an
else.
Easy thing to like. Here's the thing. We're going to have all the whatever. If there's any scuttlebutt.
And what are you talking about?
News or Nope is when we're really going to talk about Taylor and Trav. Kill a Trav.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop looking at his arms in these photos.
I know. Like his hand just all the way around her waist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I keep getting distracted by that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Taylor and Travis are going to get married and we'll have all the details in News or Nope in 30 minutes. Right now, in theme.
Okay.
That wedding is going to be wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to get rowdy too. Cause like, in my head, I was like, maybe they'll do something small, right?
No.
Football players?
Yes. Pop
crazy.
Stars?
Yeah.
Actors,
mm-hmm.
Except Blake Lively?
Yeah, no, not her.
Screw that B. She can't come.
No.
Ryan Reynolds, you can't come either.
No, you're out.
I'm going to go.
Why do you say that?
I'm going to go.
It is interesting because now Selena Gomez is also planning a wedding, so it's going to be a little
competition. I am manifesting being at that wedding.
You have no avenue to get invited
to
that wedding.
I have absolutely an avenue to get invited. Like,
is it that you're single?
We are. No. Like, we are friends with the GM of all the radio stations in Kansas City, the one who plays the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to spend my weekends flying to Kansas City, going to games, trying to get in the locker room, trying to get into the suites, suck up to Taylor and be like, hey, can I come to your wedding?
Just so you can go, neener, neener, neener.
Oh, yeah, I would do it. And I'll be like, I don't know who my plus one is going to be. And I'll have a little cage match between you two.
Yeah.
It's going to sound like this.
And I'll be the ring girl.
But I do want to talk about wild weddings.
Okay.
It
yeah.
is kind of the season. Well, there was this news story of this dude who it was his wedding day. This is just recently.
Oh.
He's on his way to the venue, stops at a gas station. I don't know how you do this in this date and time, but somehow gets out of his car with his phone and his keys in his car and locks the car. What car still locks with your keys inside? I don't know of a car that'll lock.
Does it depend how far away you walk, though? Because like I have one of those keys that you don't put into the car. And if I walk away, it locks.
Yeah, but you have to walk away with it. So
it also screams at me if the key's inside.
So it has to just be an old car.
Driving his own old car in a tux to the venue?
Well, maybe. Like we drove away. My father-in-law has a 1934, I believe, a LaSalle. Oh. Like he's his classic car.
Okay.
And he drove us away. He drove his wife away after their wedding. He drove us away after ours.
That's really cute.
So maybe he's driving an old, like a vintage car for the
Well, so here's the long and short of their wild wedding. Now it's getting closer to wedding time. He's stuck at the gas station. Who can he call? Mm. I don't. Do you know? Do you know your fiance's phone number?
Here's the problem. He knows mine. Some days I get his right.
I do. What? I don't even know my kids' phone numbers.
What?
Oh, that's weird.
What? It's some weird 720 number. Why would I know that?
I know your kids' phone
numbers. Okay, you don't. Do you?
No. Okay. I don't. No, but it's like, give them to me, please?
He didn't know anybody's number, so he's just like...
His parents? I know
my parents. I don't know my parents' cell phone number.
You don't?
I know my parents' home phone number. Of course, why would I know my parents? So they never answer it.
Okay, well, that's different.
Even if he did know his bride-to-be's phone number.
She's not going to answer. Oh.
You don't call her.
No.
No way. You're not even supposed to see each other.
He's
going to
be calling from a strange phone. She's not going to answer.
Yeah.
He eventually.
Don't piss me off on my wedding day and don't do that.
Right. But
and then definitely don't call me.
So then he is a full hour late.
No.
To their ceremony.
She's like, I guess I'm being stood up.
No, everybody's just there, just kind of going. Ugh. And then he finally rolls in all disheveled. And he's like.
Ah. Did a walk there?
Yeah.
With a Slurpee.
Still got married. Yeah.
They did. She was like super grateful. She was like, he explained. He was like, yeah, this is my car.
And I guess you probably go, well, at least he's not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably ran the gamut of things.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like cold feet. Like he's dead.
Yeah.
Because there is a moment when you're, especially as the groom, when you're up there waiting and you're like, okay, she's going to come out next. And there's that kind of extra half.
Is she going to? Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Hey,
come on out.
There we go.
She's coming.
Like, okay. All right.
But so that's a little bit wild pre-wedding. Yeah. Like I'm looking for, I think we can get stories from people who got caught cheating at the wedding.
Oh, gosh. At the wedding.
We've definitely had that.
Oh.
Somebody walked up on the bride giving special kisses to one of the groomsmen.
Special kisses.
Yes. I think you know what I'm saying.
Yep, I sure do.
I don't want to bring this one up. Let's go ahead and get the prize out first. If you've got a wild wedding story, we'd love to hear it.
Best caller is going to go see the Freya Mission Ballroom tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Woo! 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
What?
Aaron?
Oh. Yeah, I've been a handful of crazy weddings. One that resulted in death.
Like, I just can't have this energy around me right now.
I mean, if we're doing the if you've never heard the story, here's the headline. Aaron's date killed somebody at a wedding.
Yeah. It was an accident.
That doesn't take the stink off of it.
I mean, it's
horrifying.
Yeah,
it's
and horrifying. I still feel so bad and so guilty that it happened. But yeah, this one, I don't know if he was a groomsman or just like a friend of the groom, belligerently drunk, probably on drugs as well. Not sure. But he was just not coherent and hitting on everyone and annoying everyone.
Ugh.
And it was an open bar. And the bartenders even said, we overserved him. Like, we admit we should have stopped. But he came up to me. I was alone and, put his hands on me. My boyfriend at the time, one punched him. He fell to the ground, knocked out, was in a coma. And then the next couple of days, the family, flew in and decided to pull the plug.
A one punch?
Yeah.
But it's not because this guy was strong, but he was. But it's also... It's a testament to how, this guy was probably going to die from alcohol poisoning anyway.
Oh.
He was,
over I've never seen line. Someone that drunk before in my life.
And had no defense. There was no bracing punch, himself.
Yeah,
no.
He just, nothing.
Yikes.
And just cracked the head open. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I had a wild story, but I don't think I do.
What about the story about the pole dancers being at the wedding? I thought we were going to talk about that.
That was a real story,
yeah.
Right? Like in Brazil?
Yeah, they were warming. They were in a park,
no,
I think.
It was San Diego.
Oh, I thought it was in Brazil.
Brazil. Yeah.
But I think it was in a park, and then there were just some pole dancers also in the park, nearby. Oh. And so they're kind of like, hey, we're having a wedding here.
Can you scoot over?
I think the bride side was saying that. I think the groom side was like, yeah, they're fine. And I'm not hurting anybody.
Did they move?
I don't think.
It just says that they asked the dancers to move.
This is truly my nightmare because there is partially public space behind our ceremony location.
Oh, I'm worried about that space.
You can't rent it. It's public.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to get permits to do some.
You can just tell a bunch of people to go there.
Yes. Oh, this is going to be the greatest day of my life.
You're the worst.
Anyway, if you, God, the Aaron story just has me. It's not anybody's fault.
Yeah.
It's so awful.
Even the family wasn't mad. So stop writing your angry texts. But if you've been part of a wild wedding, call us now. Best call going to see the fray tomorrow night, 303-222-5423.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
In honor of the impending nuptials of Trav and Tay, we're doing wild weddings. Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wild wedding. What do you got?
Other than
I'm
a phone call.
I'm crazy as f- and I want to go see the fray. What the f***?
Oh, all right. We'll see what we can do for you.
That's not what she said to me.
What pray tell did she say to you, T-Hack?
Hold on. You got rid of her. Okay.
You don't
something
say.
About getting knocked up or
and
something.
And she got married 30 days later.
Oh.
That's her story, yeah. So that was a whirlwind of a wild month.
Hmm. Well, I would really like to send her to go hang out with Joe and the boys. Okay. Antonio.
Yay.
Wild wedding. What do you got?
So I got married last year, July 22nd. Hmm. And my husband's wedding party first went up. And I'm waiting for my wedding party to go up and do this at Spruce Mountain Ranch. And moments before, I call my mom and I tell her, don't forget that you need to be up and to be prepared to walk me down the aisle with my grandmother. And she tells me, I'm not doing that.
Huh? Why?
Exactly. She's like, I told you, I'm not doing this. And it turned into this big fiasco. She says no. And I was like, I don't understand why you don't want to walk me down the aisle. I was crying in tears. It was the worst moment of my life.
Oh.
And then at the reception, I find out that she goes and she changes the seating arrangements to where she wanted them after my husband and I preset those ourselves. And
what?
She sat my husband's mom and ex-husband together in order to fit in my godmother. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my God, Antonio.
At the reception as well, we had people from the hotel from across the street come over and decide to unplug the DJ because they said that we were being too loud, even though we had the venue till about 10 o'clock.
And where was
me
this?
Me being a Mexican family, it was like, it was ridiculous. This was at Spruce Mountain Ranch and
perfect.
Then Carl Springs.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Eric is moving her wedding as we speak.
No, I wasn't going to be there, so we're good.
No, I'm not even kidding. If you're doing a Spruce Mountain Ranch, it's a beautiful place. I believe
we're not. We're not. But.
Yeah, you just don't invite your mom right. is the key. Thank you, Antonio. Erin.
Yay.
Yay.
Wild wedding. What happened to you?
It was my own wedding. We actually got VRBO for the wedding, and we had told everybody, the neighbors and everything, that we were going to have the wedding. And long story short, it rained, obviously, which is like the Alanis Morissette song, but that wasn't it. Right after the ceremony, my son, who was 2 years old, got stung by 15 bees. The septic tank overflowed, and the owner of the property shut off all the power halfway through the reception.
What on earth?
You overflow my septic tank. We're done here.
Right?
Oh my God. So you've got a stung kid, and everything smells like...
And no power to and see where you're going.
Invite Uncle Reggie. He does this everywhere he goes.
Michelle?
Yai.
Yai. Wild wedding. What happened?
My best friend's wedding. It was a whole weekend adventure at a cabin, and everybody stayed overnight, and there were s'mores, and, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, that's very fun.
And it was beautiful. And there was a brunch the next morning, and I got up really early to grab some coffee. And there was a little vestibule near kind of like a kitchenette in the main cabin lobby.
Okay.
And I saw the groom kissing a waitress.
What?
Girl.
What?
Like that's, a peck on the cheek, like, great job yesterday, or
that's
like...
That's not anything you do ever to
sure
a...
Sure can be.
A
you
random
can.
Waitress.
You can go, hey, you did great. Mwah. Little,
no!
There's a little... Mwah.
As a DJ at weddings, I'd accept it.
No!
In lieu
from
of a tip.
The groom only. Yeah,
or we're talking, like, washing machine mouth. They were getting after it.
No, he was in there, for sure.
He was in...
I hope they're divorced.
Yeah, you can get annulled pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually they are, which is funny.
Oh.
So did you rat him out?
Nope. No.
Discretion, you're at your own. What are you doing? Like what?
Okay. I did not want to be the one to ruin this.
Yeah.
So
you weren't. He did it. Yeah.
Exactly. So what I thought was, if this is the morning of his freaking wedding, sorry, like after he was married, if he's doing this, it's going to be happening the whole way. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So he eventually got caught.
Every restaurant he went to.
I didn't have to say anything.
Another waitress. Yeah.
Every time they turn that iPad around at Starbucks for a tip, he's like, well, I knew it had been different.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.